Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Please.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come to say thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for another fellowship service. Thank you for another day. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us. Thank you, Father God, for sitting high and looking low. Thank you, Father, for being large and in charge. Father God, we bless you. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, as we come to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for everyone around the world that's living in a state of devastation right now, Father, via through fires or floods or pestilence, Father God, or any type of calamity, Father God, poverty, Father God, bloodshed, premature death. Father God, we pray, Father, transition, Father, anything, Father God, that has the people of Father God of the world in turmoil, Father God. We pray their comfort through the word, and we pray their comfort through the prince of the world, of the word, Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And so we say thank you. We ask that you will bless our services on today, Father, where in you and you alone will receive the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you, and we glorify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this service and another opportunity to serve. Thank you. And Father, so now we pray, we commit this service into your hands, and we decree that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our scripture for this morning will be found in the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 1 reads, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are not. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We would just like to just take this moment and just welcome each and every one of you to our services on today, where Jesus Christ is the Lord here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. This and our media ministry where we are rejoicing in the God of our salvation. We invite you to have a seat, make yourself comfortable. Amen. We pray that you will hear what the Lord is saying to you on today. Amen. So we pray that you have your Bibles, and if not, notebooks and pads. And even if that is not the case today, you can always come back and listen again in our archives. Amen. So we invite you to visit our website. We at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Learn more about our ministry. Glory be to God. And this is a place where we fellowship and we love the Lord. And you are indeed welcome here with us. Amen. And amen. All right, all right. What we're going to do is we're going to have another selection, and then after which we're going to get straight into the word on today. Amen and amen. All right, all right. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor.
Forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody. Come on, bless him now. Say,
Lord, you are good.
You are good.
Forever.
I'm looking at a generation who knows how good he is.
Of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. We bless Jesus. Amen. If you are just, amen, signing in with us on today, again, we want to welcome you. Amen. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford of the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is our pleasure, amen, to serve you in the Lord's kingdom. Again, we invite you to please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org, amen, and to find out more about our ministry and everything that we are doing in the Lord's kingdom. Amen and amen. We bless Jesus. Beloved, in the word of God, amen, I want to talk to you this for just a few minutes this morning, amen, about the wisdom of the serpent, amen, the wisdom of the serpent. That is our title on today, amen. When we look in our Bibles in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, it tells us about a high priest, and his name was Eli. And Eli had two sons. Matter of fact, Eli had two evil sons, and their names was Hophni and Phinehas, and they were priests, and they had a special calling to represent God. But they proved themselves unworthy of this office. And what was happening is they was taking advantage of their position for personal pleasure and personal gain. And matter of fact, the Bible tells us that they were worthless men. And not only that, but these two men serving as high priests, they did not even know God. They didn't care about the Lord. Amen. And they didn't care about the trust that had been given to them by the Lord. And eventually they were judged. God did judge them, but before they fell, they shattered many, many people's lives because they were deceitful. They was in leadership, but they was deceitful. They were ungodly leadership. Glory be to God, where the people had trusted them, but they were splurging, living high on the hog, living fat on the lamb, on the backs of other people. Yes, many lives were shattered because of these two evil sons. They were deceitful in the Lord's work. And beloved, the Bible has a lot to tell us about deceitfulness. When we look in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 48, verse number 10, it talks about doing the Lord's work deceitfully. Deceitfully, as was Eli's two sons. They were deceitful in doing the Lord's work. The people in leadership position, people in any position, glory be to God, but especially those doing the Lord's work, deceitful. When we look at the word deceive in the dictionary, it tells us that the definition is to cause someone to believe something that is not true, typically in order to gain some personal advantage. See? The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter number 27, verse number 6, that the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Proverbs 12 and 5 tells us that the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. When you're being counseled by wicked people, people who are out to deceive you. Jeremiah chapter number 14, verse number 14, speaks about those who lie. Instead of prophesying, they proper lying. See, and the reason that they proper lie is because of the deceit that's in their hearts. See, you can't be truthful if there's deceit. Glory be to God. It's like black and white trying to come together. It's like oil and water. Either it's one or it's other. It can't be the truth and can't be deceit all at one time. Truth is truth. Deceit is the opposite. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 3, speaks about those who are deceived and being deceived. See, not only are they deceiving other people, but them themselves are being deceived. Why? Because you reap what you sow. See? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. See? So therefore, the Bible, amen, speaks about these individuals deceiving other people. And yet, while they're deceiving other people, they themselves are being deceived. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 6 tells us that this deception, this spirit of deception, see, it brings the wrath of God because God is not pleased with it. And so when we read these scriptures and other such scriptures in the Word of God, he encourages us as his dearly beloved children not to be deceived. Be not deceived. And we can find that all through the word, be not deceived, be not deceived. It is not God's will for his children to be ignorant. It is not God's will for his children to be deceived. See? But however, you know, we are required to participate in our own rescue. Throughout history, beloved, others have been more interested in spreading their own ideas than serving God. And this is true even today. We find it that many celebrities, many authors, and so-called experts try to persuade us with their ideas. Some may speak clever words, and they may appear to be righteous. But this does not mean that they truly know God or that they have the answers. We must remember, beloved, that the enemy is all around you. And so the Bible tells us, beware of deceit. Beware of deceit. Beware of the deceitful. Beware of those who would take advantage of you for their personal gain. Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 16 tells us this. He says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and innocent, harmless as doves. Glory be to God. He said, be wise as a serpent. Take the wisdom of the serpent. Glory be to God. Why? Because the wolves are out there. Why? Because the deceivers are out there. Those who will take advantage of you for their personal enterprise, they're out there. They're looking for you. See? They're looking for your gullibility. They're looking to take advantage of you. They will wring you dry. They will leave you empty and don't care nothing about you. As long as they get what they want out of the deal. See, whatever that is, see, for their personal gain, for their personal comfort, the Lord says, beware. See, he said, but I'm sending you out there. I'm sending you out there, see, as sheep in the midst of wolves. But beware of the deceivers, see. And you beware of them when you are as wise as a serpent, see, harmless as doves. 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 1, 1 John and verse number 4, amen. And our scripture this morning, we see, amen, the Lord tell us, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. See? And this is how we can know the deceiver. This is how we can know the one that's pretending to be religious and they're not religious. The one that pretend to know God and don't know God, such as Eli's two sons. See, the people that just come to see what they can get from you, not trying to give you nothing. Amen. Just want to take. Glory be to God. He says, and want to tell you lies. Want to tell you lies on purpose. See, making up lies, fabricating lies. They're making it look real pretty, sound real pretty. Why? Because their aim is to trick you. Their aim is to bamboozle you. Their aim is to hypnotize you and to put you under their spell so they can continue to get what they want from you. And so, beloved, because sometimes, glory be to God, they're wolves in sheep clothing, sometimes they're hard to ascertain. Sometimes it's hard to determine the sheep from the wolves. Sometimes it's hard to determine the real from the false, the black from the white. Glory be to God. But the Lord shows us here in his word what to do. Glory be to God. He says here, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Try the spirit. Glory be to God, whether they are God. See? Try the word by the word. Glory be to God. You'll know a tree by its fruit. Glory be to God. He says here, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Many false prophets. Many deceivers are out there. See? Now, Eli's two sons was in office. They was in high priest. You wouldn't expect the deceit to be found in the house of God. You wouldn't have expected deceit, glory be to God, and leadership. You wouldn't expect deceit to be there, see? In areas where you try to place your trust and you trust in individuals and you confide in individuals, you wouldn't expect deceit to be found there. But yes, it was there, glory be to God. And because Eli refused to remove his sons out of the office, it was a high price to pay, see, because they was his sons. and they were in high office, and he didn't want to do it. See, sometimes we don't want to, amen, do things because they're our children. See? And we tolerate stuff because they're our children. But if it wasn't your children, you wouldn't be tolerating that with nobody else. Beloved, right is right and wrong is wrong. Right is right and wrong is wrong in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord is saying here that many false prophets are going out into the world. I want you to notice that the Bible says many false prophets. Be careful who prophesy over your life, because they might not be prophesying. They might be prophesying. See? Because if the seed is in their heart, they can't hear from God. They can't speak the truth because they don't know the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way. Glory be to God. I am the light. Glory be to God. He says here that many prophets are going out into the world, but then he tells us how to recognize them, how to recognize the true and the false. He says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. The word of the Lord this morning, amen, wants us, amen, to recognize the spirit of deception. The Lord wants us to pray to him, amen, that God will open up our eyes and open up our understanding that we can see when we are being deceived. The Lord wants us to pray to him for spiritual discernment, that we will be able to discern good from evil, because it is not God's will for his children to be deceived. It is not God's will for his children to be ignorant. He tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 11, verse number 14, that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So just because you see some light don't mean it was God. We say God is light. Well, guess what? The devil can transform himself into light. You see how easy it is to be deceived? Because you see somebody doing good work. It works. You think that's of God. Eli and two sons was doing good works too. Amen. Glory be to God. It was just good works unto themselves. It wasn't for the good of the people. It was for the good of themselves. See? Glory be to God. And it's easy to be deceived, glory be to God, if the devil has the ability to transform himself into an angel of light. See, angels, the devil's imps don't always come with two red horns. They don't always come charcoal black. Sometimes they come as light and have you tricked up, messed up, wrapped up in the game. Don't even know how the heck you got in there. See, that's because you was deceived. You was following the wrong spirit. You thought it was the right spirit, but it was not the right spirit because you didn't try the spirit by the spirit. Glory be to God. But beloved, Ephesians 4 and 14 tells us that we're smarter than them. We're smarter than them. He also tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, our opening verse on this morning, that greater is he that is in you, amen, than he that is in the world. You have the greater spirit. You have the greater light. They may come as an angel of light, but your light is greater than their light. It's like a 100-watt light bulb compared to a 40-watt light bulb. That 40 white gives out light, but it ain't a whole lot. But here you come amen, with the greater light. Amen. Glory be to God. We must remember, beloved, that the great deceiver, the Satan himself, amen, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When that spirit of deception, amen, is in you, around you, beloved, that spirit just has one motive, coming to see what it can steal from you, coming to see what it can kill from you, and see what it can destroy out of your life. Eli's two sons was having fun stealing from the people of God. Stealing from the people of God. Taking the best of everything for themselves, taking the tithes, taking the offerings, just stripping the people. No, they didn't even care. They didn't care. See? Why? So they can maintain that lifestyle. So they can maintain that lifestyle, that spirit of deceit. Tell you what you want to hear so they can get what they want to get. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that spirit is even today, amen, still around us. It's still around us. But if we are as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, we will be able to detect that spirit of deceit. See? And separate ourselves from it, see, and pray for those individuals. God told Eli, amen, glory be to God, to remove his two sons from office. They were so nasty, they was having sex in the temple with the women that worked in the church. The women that worked in the church, they was in the back of the church committing fornication. Having sex in the back of the church. Prostitution at the temple. That's how bad it was. Why? Because they did not know God. Sometimes we have people that pretend to know God, but they do not know God. They do not know him at all. The Bible tells us, beloved, in Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse number 9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? See, that's our natural tendency for our heart to be in deceit. Matter of fact, we are all born in deceit. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The heart is a deceitful organ, see? That's how we were born in our natural state, see? And then when you're placing your trust and you're following people that don't know God, see, it's only one way they can take you because that's all they know. Not only is the heart deceitful above all things, he says it is desperately wicked, not just wicked a little bit, but desperately wicked. Who can know it? But we want to thank God this morning that God knows it. Amen? God knows it. Beloved, God knows the hopeless corruption of the natural heart. And this is why he told Nicodemus that no one, however cultured, however moral, however, your amount of education, no one, he told Nicodemus, can either see or enter into the kingdom of God. There must be a new birth. Be a new birth. You see, beloved, deceivers, they must be changed in their heart. They must be changed. They must be changed. Eli's two sons, amen, it would have been some hope for them if they had just stopped for a moment and asked God to forgive them. It would have been some hope for them. But what happened? Because Eli refused to remove his sons out of office, see, as serving as priests, see, sinning, didn't know God, and he refused to remove them. God said, he prophesied, and it came to pass. that both your sons are going to die in the same day. And not only did both his sons die in the same day, Eli died too. But it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be. Beloved, amen, because God is gracious and God is merciful. See? And so deceivers must be changed in their hearts. And so must you. And so must you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Change is not changed until it's changed. And the Bible tells us, glory be to God, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, we invite you, amen, to believe and to receive. The Bible says if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, amen, you shall be saved. Amen. And so we like to take this moment right here, glory be to God, amen, to just stop right here as we conclude our message, amen, and to invite you to know Jesus, amen. Because when you accept Jesus, you're no longer a deceiver. And now as you walk with Jesus, you can now recognize and detect those who are deceivers and the ones that have been deceiving you. Sometimes we've been deceived by spouses. We've been deceived by our children and parents and coworkers and people in politics and people in ministry. And glory be to God. The seed is all around us, beloved. Glory be to God. All around us. Amen. Hallelujah. But let us, amen, first get ourselves straight. Father God, just repeat after me this morning. Repeat after me. I confess my sins before you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of the world. I receive him into my heart now. I invite him in to live as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all of my sins. And thank you for accepting me into your kingdom to serve you in spirit and to serve you in truth. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is written in the book of life. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And to God be praise. Hallelujah. And that is the change, amen, that needs to take place, amen, in all of our hearts, amen, for those of us who are deceiving other people and for those of us who are being deceived. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be not deceived. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But when we confess our sins before God, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We thank you, Father, for giving us the wisdom of the serpent. The wisdom of the servant. Oh, no, Father, we are no longer, amen, bamboozled, no longer hoodwinked. Oh, they tricked us once. Matter of fact, some of us been tricked more than once, but them days are over because we are not deceived anymore because we are walking in the light. We're walking in the power. We're walking in the truth. And we thank you for exposing the devil. Exposing, Father God, that wolf that's dressed up in sheep clothing. Thank you, Father, for exposing that snake before it had a chance to bite our head off. Father God, we say thank you for exposing that deceiver before it took us bankrupt, spending all our money, messing our credit up. Glory be to God. Got us out on limbo. Oh, because we're being deceived, thinking they were our friend. But all the time they was out to use us. Oh, Father, thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. That is the word of God on today. And the word of God will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. We're going to take our Holy Communion today. Before we do, amen, Holy Communion in the Bible was the last thing that Jesus did and his fellowship. Amen. The Bible tells us that after they partook of the Holy Communion, then they would leave. They would dismiss. So we're going to follow the routine of the Bible. So right after our Holy Communion, amen, we're going to dismiss, amen, because that's what Jesus did. So at this time, amen, we want to collect our tithes and our offerings. Amen. Glory be to God and our donations to the ministry. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God for your faithful giving. Amen. Into the Lord's work. Amen. Thank you for sowing into the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can, amen, begin to, amen, get your bread and your juice together. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And so our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. We bless the Lord. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. You can hit the donate button there. Thank you. Amen. For your giving. Amen. And we also have a Cash App address, $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the finances coming into the ministry on today. Father, we say thank you for touching the hearts of those, Father God, to give, Father God, willingly and cheerfully. Father God, we receive the offering in the spirit that it was given. Father God, we ask that you would send back to the sender 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold increase, Father, and that you will bless the money to be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and for the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Also, in form of announcements, we want you to know that we meet on the same platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We are here at 6 a.m. in the morning as we serve you a hot breakfast. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. Your spiritual meal. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There is room at the table for you. Please come and join us live. Amen. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. Also, we have an altar of prayer where we meet Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. at the altar of prayer. So come with your prayer requests. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Amen. Bring your petitions and the prayer warrior, amen, is serving, amen, the Lord, amen, and anointed to serve as an intercessor. Amen. So please come. Amen. We want you to know, amen, that we will not be there, amen, on holidays. Amen. So happy Labor Day to everyone. Amen. And we will not be at the altar of prayer, amen, on holidays because we think that holidays, we believe holidays is family time. Amen. Glory be to God. Wednesday nights for Bible study at 8 p.m. every Wednesday night, Lord's willing. Please come and join us. Amen. And every other Friday night at 10 p.m. for our corporate praise party. Our corporate praise party. We bless the Lord. Again, all this information is found on our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. And I'll just give you the telephone number to the altar of prayer. It's 385 877-999-9729. Amen. All right, so those are our announcements. Amen. Now, amen, the Holy Communion. The Bible tells us, amen, as often as we do this in remembrance of him, amen, we partake of Holy Communion. Amen. Now, there's no special meal to partake of. Amen. Amen. Of matzah right now, and I'm holding a piece of matzah in my hand. Amen. You can, amen, get a piece of bread or a cracker or a cookie, even a pretzel. Amen. Glory be to God. It represents, amen, the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That was broken for us. So it is symbolic, okay? So you don't have to not take communion because you don't have matzo. You don't have to run out to the supermarket to buy a box of matzo. Glory be to God. You know, whenever you get a chance to do that, get it and put it up, but it's not necessary. Amen. And then we have the blood. Amen. I'm holding a little bit of grape juice. Amen. Glory be to God. You may not have grape juice. Amen. You may have a little bit of wine. You may have a little bit of water, a little bit of milk, a little bit of apple juice. Okay. It's symbolic, okay, of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you don't have to get upset because you don't have everything just the way you would like to have it. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So let us pray. We're going to pray over it now. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And then we are going to partake. Amen. Why? Because when we partake of the Holy Communion, it is the forgiveness of sins. When we partake of Holy Communion, it is healing. Amen. Healing in our bodies, healing in our minds. Amen. It is spiritual healing. When we partake of Holy Communion, it is actually miracles. Amen. The manifestation of miracles. Amen. To show up in our lives. Amen. When we partake of Holy Communion. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, as we come on this afternoon, Father God, in an attitude of gratitude. We come this afternoon grateful that we can come, Father God. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the fellowship. And now we thank you for the opportunity to partake in Holy Communion. Thank you, Father God. And Lord, you said in your word that as often as we do this, in remembrance of you. Thank you, Father God. Now, Father God, as we partake of this matzah, Father God, or whatever that we are about to partake of in remembrance of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was broken for us. For truly, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. But the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Father God, as a lamb before the slaughter, Father God, he was unrecognizably bruised, Father, for our iniquities. And so, Father God, we partake even right now, Father God, of his body, amen, which was broken for us. Thank you, God. So, beloved, amen, let us, amen, eat now of the body, amen, hallelujah, and the symbol, Father God, we ask this, Father God, that you would bless this even right now, Father, as it symbolizes the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was broken for us. Let us eat now, thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you. Now we have the blood. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood. There's salvation in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's miracles in the blood. And the blood will never lose its power. And we thank you for the blood that was shed for us. It was gruesome. It was ugly. Father God, but it was necessary for our soul's redemption. And so, Father, we say thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us. Now as we partake, Father God, of the juice, Father God, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will bless it as it symbolizes, regardless of what we are drinking now, it symbolizes the blood that was shed for us on Calvary. Thank you. Thanks. Let us drink now in Jesus' name. Woo, thank you, God. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the living God. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for your people. Father God, thank you for the word that will never return void. Oh, Father God, forgive us for being gullible and allowing other people to deceive us. Forgive us for the people that we have deceived. Father God, but thank you for saving us. Father God, that we are no longer deceiving others or deceiving ourselves or trying to deceive you. Father God, and those in sheep clothing will have a change of heart before it's too late. In Jesus' name, thank you for the souls that gave their life to you today, Father. Thank you for the backsliders that are reclaimed. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for Holy Communion. Thank you for the money that was given into the ministry today, Father. We just want to say thank you for this, and thank you, Father, for all things. Father God, this weekend is a holiday weekend. There may be a little more activity than usual. Father, we pray your covering. We pray your covering, Father, that you will keep us and our families protected from danger seen and danger unseen, Father, that we will not be in the right place at the wrong time. You will protect us from COVID-19. You will protect us from stray bullets. You will protect us from any form of evil, any form of evil, the arrows by day or the terror at night. And we say thank you, Father. We pray for our country. We pray for the world. We pray for the nation. People are hurting. People are hurting, Father. They're devastated. They're contemplating suicide. They're looking for a way out. Father, help them, Father, to receive the good news. Help us to take this holiday weekend to share with somebody the good news that Jesus is the answer. And Jesus is what you're looking for. Help us, God. And we say thank you for helping us. Helping us to have the spirit of discernment, Father. Helping us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. And we bless you. And we magnify you. And we magnify you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Spirit. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood. Hallelujah. And by the Spirit. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. And in Jesus' name we do pray. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, and everybody have a lovely weekend, and everybody have a
just
lovely,
one
lovely, lovely
drop
weekend.
Of Jesus. Just one drop of love, amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh. One moment in your presence. One moment in your presence. Just one time. From you, just one drop of your precious oil, just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh, oh. One moment in your presence changes everything.
Just one touch from you, from you. Just one drop of your precious. Your precious oil, Lord. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence, Jesus. One moment in your presence, Lord. It just takes one moment in your presence, and it will change everything. One moment in your presence, Jesus. We're gonna wait for your presence, Jesus.
If you're going to wait on him, won't you lift your hands and let him know? Father, we're going to wait for you. Father God, we're waiting for you, Jesus.
I'll wait, no matter, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, I'll wait on you, Jesus.
We're going to wait.
I'll wait on you, Lord.
We're going to wait on you, Jesus.
Restore my joy.
We
Jesus will wait for you. It's hard, but I'll wait for you. Oh, Jesus, you promised that you'll finish what you started. So why? I'm gonna wait. Oh, wait for
you. Thank you, Lord. Just listen, if you haven't got it by now, but just listen to this line. One moment in your presence. Thank you for showing up. One moment in your presence, Lord, changes everything.